been travelling backwards and forwards to Calais for day trips for years with friends, taking the children over. It's just been something we do twice a year. And the difference I've seen is amazing. We went over, not this Saturday, the Saturday before, which I think is the Saturday before lots of people tried to get onto coaches or lorries.
Lorries. We saw the images, didn't we?
Yes. Now, when we got there, that's the first time I've ever seen, they must be 12 foot high, the fences there, and then on top of the fences is barbed wire. So that's stopping anybody getting into the port at all. Mm. But the minute you leave the port, you see men just standing on the roadside waiting for you to stop, or for vehicles to stop. About 10 years ago, when we were coming home, it was like dusk time, and there were men trying to get into our vehicle. We had to keep the vehicle locked. That was people carrier size then.
Actually trying to get into your car.
Pulling the
your
handles.
Vehicle.
Yeah, pulling the handles to get into the car. Some friends of mine went over recently. It was a church coach trip. And when they got back into England, there were two chaps found in, they'd stowed away in the toilet. So they must have been on the ferry in the toilets while everybody was up on, milling around the ferry. They've stayed downstairs. And then when they got over here, they just appeared out of the toilet. It is very scary when you go because you just see all of these just people hanging around. And then when we were coming back, we could look over onto the right-hand side where it's kind of dunes and wasteland. And it's like a shanty town has been built there.
And that's changed over the years. I mean, you've been doing day tripping for 25 odd years, right?
Yeah, so I'd say 10 years ago is when it started to get scary. Oh, you see people trying to get onto lorries because the lorries come into it. They leave the port at a different area, say park area, to where the cars are. But it's the same roads that lead up and you see people running along trying to grab them. And but what I can't understand is it's been years and years of problems.
Yeah.
I don't understand why the people aren't dispersed in some way, either taken to somewhere they can be living to try and make their way over, or taken back into the centre of France. Why just leave people living in a port? They're virtually inside the port. They're as close as they can get to the port. Why just leave them there?
This is the thing. This is the question for me, Tricia. And also, I know, and so do you, that if we cleared that shanty town that you're talking about and moved them, they'd be back within a week.
And it's sad. It's sad to see it, but it's also scary. And I can measure it because I started to take my children over with us when they were babies. And it was around the 10 or 11 year old that I remember going on this trip because it's usually about four girls and their children. And I can remember vividly them pulling the handles, trying to get into our vehicle.
And when you go through now...
My child is 20 and 22, my children 20, 22 now. So that proves how long the problem's been there.
And you still do the day trips?
Well, we did it last Saturday. Hmm. And I must admit, to pull into the port and be surrounded by 12 foot fencing and barbed wire on top of it, it doesn't feel very friendly. Well, it wouldn't feel friendly. It doesn't feel very nice. There isn't the same atmosphere anymore. But then you realise why the fences are there and you think, this is a huge problem. Why is somebody not doing something about it?